Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
Jay, I think I resent the implication that came from our announcer that if I didn't know the facts, I would make them up. That would be fake news. We have none of that here. Not allowed on the Good Day program. Nope.
That's
funny. Nope. All right. Yeah, it is kind of funny. All right. Today is the 8th of March. Hello, Friday. We continue with the Good Day program, another half hour. This portion of the program, sort of a focus on International Women's Day, brought to you by Progressive. Maybe we can make up a song for Progressive. I don't ever see or hear in their ads a real song like Progressive.
Ooh, how would you make one up?
Let's get progressive. Let's see. Yeah. Anyway. That's probably why we have the copy in front of us that suggests that you can see why over 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. Check it all out. See for yourself. Why not, right? Check it at progressive.com. That's that story. And so the next story is about International Women's Day. You see the State of the Union last night. Women in solidarity or members of Congress all wore white. I don't know. I think that was in part about International Women's Day. It was about, I think, reproductive rights as well, focus. So anyway, we have a lot of radio and television and print media focused on the day. It's obsessed, though, of late with the business of gender equality or inequality. I think there are a lot more important things, or as important. Maybe I'll put it that way, because I object to all of you. Hear me all the time objecting. Why is it that we're calling attention? How come we're so far behind that we have to call attention to women?
It's 2024 and
their
achievements. Still going.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
It should be celebrated when there's the first time that a woman has a certain position, or a first time when a member of the black community has a certain position, or anything like that. But at the same time, this is 2024. We shouldn't still be in the firsts. It should be celebrated nonetheless, but it shouldn't be the firsts anymore.
All right, so in recognition, should I allow or encourage you? Allow is not the right word. You lead the on-air conversations, and I'll take a back seat. I'll just sort of sit here and have you tell the nation what you think is important, what you think is going on, or do you want me to keep doing it?
With
up to you. Today is International Women's Day. You can be the woman of the air, and you can lead the conversation. Instead of me focusing on what's next, you could focus on what's next. You can bring us the story of the mother, for example, who was arrested after putting together a drink for her son to give to the bully at school
that
sent him to the hospital.
Though the ingredients themselves were non-toxic, it was a mixture of lemon juice, vinegar, salt, and Gatorade. It still sent the child to the hospital nonetheless. And the reason she did it was because her child had a bully, and during gym class, the child's bully would take their drink. So she made a drink that basically, she told the child just straight up give it to the bully so that people would stop taking his drink. Bullying is never okay, but bullying a bully is still bullying, and that's never okay. An adult creating a concoction that sends a child to the hospital, definitely not okay.
But you know what? I bet he won't bully him anymore. I bet that's the end of the bullying. Finished. Finito. Yeah, maybe not the best approach.
But here's the thing, and just to play devil's advocate, because, again, bullying is not okay, but to play devil's advocate on the side of the bully, what if just hypothetical, we don't know what the actual background of this child was, but what if that child was being bullied in a horrendous kind of abusive home? And I'm not saying that is what it is. I'm just saying the what ifs. But what if? And then what if that child was taking the drink because not only that he just felt like being mean and like this was the target, but he felt that this other child was an easy target and he was thirsty. It doesn't make it right.
No.
But there's always some reason for things that you could always take a deeper look.
But in terms of stopping the problem, I'm betting that that was the way to stop the problem. Not the way, but it was a way, and it was an effective way. The kid's not going to get bullied anymore.
Probably not going to have any friends either.
Listen, is that better than being bullied? One would wonder that all of that disdain, people who don't like other people, you don't need friends like that. So,
that's not a friend. But there have been studies that have shown that when it comes to childhood into adulthood, victims of bullying tend to be better off than the bullies themselves.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In what way? How so? Better off?
The reason kids bully is because they are the victim to some... A victim for a bully.
Okay,
always,
I get what you're saying.
Bully's always stronger,
right.
But typically, the bully at school, it's because they are being bullied by an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have, it's not a good experience at school, and then they don't have a safe home life to go back to either.
Yeah.
And so that psychology and the sociology of it, they tend to not be better off in adulthood than the victims themselves.
Got it. Coming up, the story of a high school in Kentucky that got evacuated, but not because there was a fire, not because there was a water main break, not because there was a gunman. There was something else going on there. So we'll have that after we talk for a bit about Calitrin to help you support your weight loss. The folks at Calitrin, through their website, toploss.com, have a daylight savings special offer, as they normally have, depending on what's going on in the year. They have this special number of units that you can buy and how you don't have to pay full price, all of that stuff, to encourage you to get onto the program or to continue with the program. The Calitrin all-natural way. Hit the green button, as they say, and let's get going. You can find out all about Calitrin by going to toploss.com because it's Daylight Savings Weekend. We push the clock spring ahead, fall back, remember? So this weekend you push the clock ahead, and as you are planning for what you're going to do with the extra time you have or you don't have, depends on how you look at this, you can join the Calitrin movement and then time, you want to do 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days. I think you're better off just to keep taking it. I know that sounds like I'm being a salesman, but with Calitrin, you get results that last. There's a psychology that works with sustainable weight loss. You can eat what you want. There's also a psychology to that. Anybody can get onto a diet and into a program of exercise and use Calitrin to better themselves. Check it all out. You can get a counselor as well, like Elizabeth Miller, that you hear on this program frequently. Check it out. Calitrin is available. Daylight Savings Special this weekend. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you also will get free shipping.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. your doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common? They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
At the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So here's this story, Jay, of students and faculty evacuated from a high school in Kentucky after the odor of some strong gas was reported. The resource officer at this high school in Buckner, Kentucky, talked about a strong gas odor in the building. Fire Department Emergency Medical Services came in to assist with evacuating students. It was determined there was no gas leak. The odor came from a liquid substance that a 17-year-old female student had poured inside of a couple of trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
The report was the liquid was a non-toxic concentrated liquid product commonly advertised online for use in pranks. The school referred to it as fart spray.
And normally, that's sprayed at, like, you know, you spray it and you don't continue to spray it. She emptied the canisters into the garbage cans. That is some serious nasal discomfort. So they had to, they evacuated the entire school.
All right.
How did they know who it was? That was my question, because they were found in the trash cans.
Yeah. That is a good question. But now, we all... I think at some point in time, all of us at high school have had some kind of a prank, something silly done, or if you went to college, you had it, and maybe even at work sometimes. There's no medical scare. I guess there are a few that were evacuated because they were uncomfortable and they were checked out medically. It's more silly.
Well, at first I thought it was like some kind of gas leak. Because what is it? Where it smells like salt.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
734-1229, 800-734-1229. All right, 23 after the hour now on the Friday program. Doug Steffen on Women's Day with my favorite woman, Jay Kirshner. She's here and here. The story about other women that I find that I enjoy, Dolly Parton is certainly one of them. There's a story now floating around about Dolly and her sister who have a new cookbook called Good Lookin' Cookin'. Good for her. Good Lookin' Cookin'. So we'll celebrate that book and give you a little insight so maybe you want to go buy it. That's the whole idea, right? The new cookbook, Good Lookin' Cookin'. From Dolly Parton and her sister. Focus on that right after Focus on This.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is fun. Have her do the Stones song, Satisfaction. Is this part of that new album where she has...
Her rock album, where she does some covers and enlists the help of some other rock artists. And then she has a couple of her own. Mm-hmm.
Isn't Mick Jagger's on this song, I think, with her on the album?
It's Pink and...
Oh, Pink
Randy
is on
Carlisle.
There. All right, good. That is a good combination. Yay, yay. All right, so Dolly appears, Jay, to be dishing out, if you'll pardon the reference... All of her family recipes are in this new book, Good Lookin' Cookin'. It's not available, though, until September. They're apparently just putting it together.
It's up for pre-orders right now.
It is, yeah. Okay, so get it ready if you are hosting, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, that sort of thing. I should wash out my mouth with soap after just mentioning Christmas.
But that's one of the great things about this book is it's not just recipes. It's also, it will include tips for hosting any holidays, any and all holidays.
Yeah.
So she covers everything.
Well, she and her sister are 14 years apart. Rachel is younger, but they were only two of nine. I grew up in this small town of Sevierville, Tennessee. The mother made a lot of comfort foods, dumplings, yum. And so those are the kind of recipes you'd find. I think this would be a good catch, a good take for somebody. So maybe you ought to pre-order it for the person in your life that you like to watch cook. And hopefully she's a good-looking cooking, or maybe it's a guy's good-looking. Good-looking cooking.
Mm-hmm.
80 recipes, barbecued spare ribs, macaroni and cheese, strawberry shortcake, and then, as you were saying, some personal details about what they had on the table. That's that sort of thing. She loves her sister. She loves to cook. She loves to eat, although I think she's too thin now. I think she doesn't look as good as she used to, but anyway, she's taking care of herself. She says, quote, "I believe you're going to love all these great recipes, and I think you're going to have as much fun reading these stories and things we put together as we did." So that sounds right. It sounds like there is a lot in here to enjoy.
Yeah,
spring bean mushroom casseroles. Yep. All right. Dolly's Cookbook, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers on select packages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party, urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict, has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. United Airlines plans to reduce its pilot hiring pace. New hire classes will be put on hold in May and June, but are projected to recommence in July. The decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo distributed to employees. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance. And insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Milton. Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because...
Yeah.
Huh? Don't turn down the radio and keep it up. Do you know that movie?
I do, yeah. That's such a classic film. I believe it was the 90s.
I consider classic films to be Gone with the Wind. Not much the 90s. I suppose there are a few on the Star Trek stuff.
The late
today
90s.
Today is International Women's Day. What is good for women is good for the world. How about that? Stick that in your head and think about it. Wherever you are listening to this program around the world, because there are a lot of people that do listen, the gooddayshow.com, as it is streamed every day, all day, the whole program. So as you listen and think about who are the women the important women in your life. This is an exercise for both men and women, actually. Men, the mothers, wives, girlfriends, children, daughters. My daughter actually is the most important woman in my life. And Jay and Jen rank a close second to the highlights of my relationship. I have many women friends as well. But I think in the context of things, the whole business of what's good for women is good for the world. And I will tell you, not to make this necessarily controversial, but I thought it was interesting that France this week guaranteed abortion as a constitutional right. A lot of European countries are looking at that, sort of flying in the face of what's going on. And Joe Biden did mention that. I wasn't thrilled with his State of the Union speech last night at all. I thought there was too much focus on Trump, which is what Trump wants, and they fall right into his hands. But the business about a woman's right to choose is so fundamental, frankly, in my mind.
It shouldn't be used as a part of the campaign trail, but at the same time, they all do it. It doesn't make it right, but they all do it.
Yep, you're right. The story of a tourist in Puerto Rico who dove into the water yesterday to cool off and had an experience that he'll never forget. He was blindsided. At first, he thought it was a shark attacking him, but it turned out not to be a shark. It was a barracuda, which to me probably be the same thing and scare the you-know-what out of you. He's jumping in the water, and then there's some video. You can see it, a couple of different videos of what went on. This guy, think about, you jump in the water, and then as you get into the water, you see something coming toward you, right? The heart attack city. But actually, it was kind of fun to watch. It was, funny and scary at the same time. It didn't bite him. So that was some, because barracudas sometimes do that, but when it
I mean, they have those sharp teeth, but don't barracuda, do barracudas swim on their own, or are they typically in a school of fish? Because I would have felt like, okay, where are the rest of them? Hurry up and get out of here.
I don't know that I would have given it that much thought. I don't know the answer to that question. I just want to get the you-know-what out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, but the guy didn't get hurt. It's just an interesting video to watch. Here's something a little bit more serious that people are talking about today. You remember what happened in Uvalde, Texas, with all of the people who didn't respond to the Robb Elementary School mass shooting? 19 students, 2 teachers were killed. Remember that? In May, about a year and a half ago or more. Now it's almost 2 years.
In the video the officers kind of just standing there while there was an active hostage situation.
Yep. Completely messed it up. There was no clear leader. There was no communication. There was none of those things. And so the city council continuing to look into this so that hopefully the same thing doesn't happen. It's a good lesson, not just for them, but for police units all around the country. It took 77 minutes at the scene before there were any police who actually went into a classroom and actually got the gunman. It was just bad. And you see this, and the police will tell you that they are more reluctant to do things these days because there are so many people who are critical of the police, critical of what they do. They sue them and they, want to have officers, all of this stuff. It's tough to be a policeman today, no question about that. But this was so blatant. Mm-hmm. This was so wrong. This was so unnecessary, just bad. And then one of the mothers said, "How do you live with yourselves?" I'd say that was a shame on y'all. I'd say that was a good.
That's a fair question.
This is mother of one of the,
waiting
it certainly
77
is.
Minutes at the scene, already at the scene, not on the way there, at the scene, waiting 77 minutes before getting into that classroom and getting the gunman.
Yep. I mean, we all see policemen.
Those poor children. Those poor babies.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessary. It's just one of those things that happen that shouldn't have happened. Now, how many of those things happen every day when you get right down to it? Things, accidents that shouldn't have happened. People weren't
with these school
properly
shootings.
Prepared.
It just seems like it happens more and more often. Was it? I can't recall. Prior to Columbine, were school shootings as much of a thing as they are today?
What, before Columbine?
Before
no.
Columbine.
Columbine started it all, pretty much. Yeah, that was the beginning of it all, as I recall, anyway. Oy. All right, from, let's see, that vantage point, we go to Michigan, where a village reached a $320,000 settlement with a man who was deported after being wrongly accused of drunk driving. So the people that run the town in Michigan agreed to a $320,000 settlement with this man, Japanese guy, who was accused of drunken driving after a policeman misread his breathalyzer test. The agreement's value, this is the lawyer. I don't know. I'm not sure how the lawyers got involved to represent this fellow, the citizen of Japan. What isn't clear to me why he was there. Not that he has, you know, he came here legitimately and had a passport and all of that stuff. But the rookie police officer pulled him over for operating a vehicle with a broken headlight, which is the biggest farce. Police pull people over. There should be no. You don't pull somebody over. If you do, you just say to them, hey, you ought to get your light fixed. You don't.
Well, that's what I think the rookie officer was doing. They were not to take.
Well, why did she administer a breath
test? The guy, the driver, admitted to having a couple drinks or a couple sips of a drink or whatever, and so that's what initiated the breathalyzer test. And even though he was well below the legal limit, the rookie officer misread the test, and that's what went into the whole thing. The guy, I mean, he probably didn't even need to offer up that information, but
no.
He did.
Well, he wasn't
not, like,
used
not
to the situation.
Or anything like that. Yeah. And I think a lot of us have been there where we get pulled over, we are in not trouble with an authority figure, but we think we're in trouble, and then we almost give too much information.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he sued. This guy knew, at least he either knew or somebody brought him to someone who knew their way around so that he could go after them and sue them for false arrest, false imprisonment, intentional infliction of emotional distress. So the police officer, you know, this is one of the problems in the world today, whether it's in public service or private business. People don't get trained well enough. They don't have either the time or the wherewithal to be properly trained and be ready for the job. This is more than Rookieville. This person should not have been out on her own at all.
And that also begs the question, should officers ever be out on their own, whether they are a rookie or a seasoned veteran? Should there always be a safety, you know, there's safety in numbers. Should there always be a pairs situation? And not just safety for the officers, but safety for civilians as well.
I have, in our community, they don't go out by themselves for the most part. They always have somebody with them. Depends on the detail, depends on what the duty is, depends on what they're supposed to be doing. But many, and especially in Los Angeles, the big cities, never by themselves. Always have two people in the car. Always. 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 So there's a lesson there. Coming up, the latest on Scott Peterson, the murderer. That's next around the corner after we talk about what you can do this weekend, next weekend, or maybe during the week. You want to go, if you have time, spend 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas and not have to pay for anything while you're there? How about that for a good deal? And it's done. This is sort of a joint venture between 541 Travel and the Las Vegas Tourism Department, because they want to encourage people to come and have a good time. So you can go and have a good time and not pay. Winning, this is, you know, the thing so cool about this is all you got to do is call the number, 800-419-3684. A lot of people have done it this week. Some of the new listeners on new stations, they heard this for the first time. And wow, is this real? Is this for real? So sometimes people just call that number to test to see if it really is for real, and they find out it really is for real. So they book their time. If you're ready to play, this is it. Go to 800-419-3684. I just like the buffets, frankly, and the shows. And I just like to watch people. That strip is the probably the best place in the world to watch people. Right, exactly. All right, so get the nights free thanks to your involvement at 800-419-3684. That's it. Whole deal. 800-419-3684. So remember Scott Peterson and his whole business?
Mm-hmm.
He
pregnant
is,
wife went missing.
He killed her.
Found to kill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway, so he's being represented now by the L.A. Innocence Project. There's going to be a status hearing. So I'm trying to understand, because the evidence, the supposedly new evidence from the original trial, they want to exonerate him. So what do you think, Jay? Do you think Peterson did it? It was pretty convincing stuff at the time.
No, yeah, that's not for me to decide. But he has maintained his innocence the whole time. And I believe his wife, Lacey Peterson, who was found dead, she, pregnant wife, I believe it was her sister. I want to say it was her sister that has also changed her tune against Scott Peterson, saying that he is innocent. And it looked bad for him, of course, because they were having some issues. He was having an affair, all of this stuff. But, yeah, well, nobody knows what this quote-unquote new evidence is. But
so could we have been that wrong?
Hearing.
I remember thinking as this was going on, because this goes back, 20 years or something? When the wife died?
Yeah, back in 2002.
Yeah. So, looking at the filings, looks like they had him dead to rights. And I think we all thought, frankly, that he was guilty as hell. It looked like. Maybe it was just the optics of him and his wife and the fact that the wife died. Right? That just seems... Yeah, I know. So,
just
he got
awful,
the death sentence.
They've been wrong before.
That yeah, that's right. Benefit of the doubt time. I guess 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the Good Day program. Friday it is. It's always at this point in this hour, time for food, farm, and family fun. Whatever alliteration we can come up with. Food, farm, and family news. A couple of recalls that are pretty important here, Jay. There's a well-known cheese maker, Sargento Foods. Pretty much everybody knows that brand.
Mm-hmm.
Being affected by recalls. This is connected to a dairy company in California. They distribute food, cheese for Rizzo Lopez.
Yeah, that's part of Listeria. This huge one that other companies keep getting caught in the middle of because of using that supplier. And now Sargento is the latest.
Yep. Yeah. So Rizzo Lopez, you don't know that name. You'll never see it on a package. But this Sargento goes back to the 50s. They have five locations where they make their cheeses. Wisconsin's a great cheese state because it's a great dairy state. They employ 2,500 people. Annual sales, almost $2 billion. So they've been recalling cheese as a part of this whole business, as you said, with Rizzo Lopez. At least 26 people have become ill because of this listeria that's part of it. Listeria is the most serious of all of the, whether it's E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, they often are put into the same kettle. Listeria is far more dangerous, far harder to get rid of. And if you're running the company well, you're not going to have an outbreak like this. It's just, that's the bottom line. They're not cleaning things properly. 1,600 Americans this past year got listeriosis. 260 have died. So this is nothing to play with. Nothing to play with. I noticed also that the warnings have come out of lead in cinema. Cinema, good. I'm thinking of Christian cinema. In Cinnamon, sold at discount stores like Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, all these damn dollar stores. Most of the stuff is cheap crap. I know people say, well, they go in there because they can't afford anything else. I'm not sure I buy that. There have been a lot of surveys that show that the only reason the stuff is cheap is because they get most of it from China without regard to quality. So at any rate, the cinnamon, if you have bought in any dollar store, no matter what the name of the dollar, there are, what, a half a dozen of these chains around the country, right? Family Dollar,
yeah,
Dollar
but,
Tree,
and
Dollar
are,
General.
You can also get these online. There are, I believe, six different brands that the FDA is issuing an alert because of, and I love, they're calling it elevated lead. Not just that there's lead in the product, because apparently
lead,
some amount of lead is permitted. Is that what we're going with now?
Great. Super. Let's hear it for the government. Those are people by the people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. All right. Let's see here. Costco announcing this week they're going to restrict food court access to you if you're a member. That's it. If you don't have a Costco membership.
I thought you couldn't enter Costco if you didn't have a membership. Here all this time,
friend.
All of this time, you could actually go to the food court?
You can't go in. You go in with a friend. But the friend is going to have to leave you at the door of the food court. Apparently, that's if I'm reading between the lines here. It appears the store is going to crack down because so many people are going in there just to eat with their friends. So if you're a food court patron at Costco, you'll be all set. If you are a member, you don't have a membership card, you're going to be out of there. That's starting next month, all right? As a matter of fact, you got to have a membership card to purchase any item, I think, in the store now. You can join. It's not that difficult to join, I don't think, is there? Any of these memberships.
You have to pay the membership. Some people can't.
Costco. Right. Yeah. Was it $50 a year? I've forgotten what it is. Hmm. So, anyway, they riled up customers a little while ago. They said they're going to begin a new testing policy requiring shoppers to scan their membership cards for entry. I thought they always did that. I never did.
I thought they did too. Yes.
Using
anytime
the card.
I had gone in.
Yep. All right. Let's see here. This is the story of glow-in-the-dark petunias and what is coming from them. If you like fireflies, you're going to like these new petunias that are available. It's kind of like the stuff in Avatar. The plants have been genetically modified, and apparently the USDA doesn't like that. The firefly petunia is what it's called. Be the first commercially raised flower that glows in the dark. Where can you get
like
these now
light.
This time of year? Yeah. That's probably, I think it's healthy enough. You just don't want to eat it. Some people, isn't it a petunia? What is it? Petunias are poisonous? There's some of those plants that you get at Christmas and Easter. Really
the
bad.
Poinsettia is very dangerous for your fur babies.
Yeah. All right, but when you go looking for things for your garden this year, ask them for the new firefly petunia. See what you get for excitement from them. All right, 50.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.